Welcome back to another episode of Snoodcast Industry Update, the series that keeps you updated with our ever-changing industry. For those of you that have been watching the series for a while now, you know how this goes, but for those of you that are new, welcome. We'll be covering the latest in manufacturing, packaging, coding, sustainability, and much more. I'm your host, Alexa, and today we'll be discussing topics ranging from Union Pacific facing multiple lawsuits, to highlighting the disparities between temporary and permanent workers, to Bacardi adopting more sustainable practices, and finally, to the global seafood industry considering alternatives. So, starting off, the issue of employment practices and discrimination has come to the forefront in a recent lawsuit against Union Pacific, a prominent railroad company. The federal government and 21 former workers have filed a lawsuit challenging the use of a vision test by Union Pacific to disqualify employees believed to be colorblind. The lawsuit revealed by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, also known as EEOC, marks the first in a series of potential legal actions against Union Pacific. These cases, once intended to be part of a class action lawsuit, highlight concerns over how the company disqualified individuals with various health issues. In this analysis, we explore the details of this lawsuit, shedding light on the implications for affected workers. So, starting off with the scope of the lawsuit. Initially, these cases were slated to be part of a class action lawsuit that Union Pacific estimated could encompass up to 7,700 individuals who underwent a fitness for duty review between 2014 and 2018, while nearly 2,000 faced work restrictions lasting at least 2 years, if not indefinitely. Union Pacific has not substantially altered its policies, leading to ongoing legal challenges. Over 36 lawsuits have been filed, with more cases under EEOC review. Union Pacific has adamantly defended its actions in court and has not engaged in settlement talks with the EEOC. The company maintains that disqualifying workers was necessary to ensure safety, as individuals with potential color vision issues or certain health conditions could pose safety risks. Federal regulations mandate color vision testing in the industry. The lawsuit focuses on a vision test that Union Pacific developed called the Light Cannon Test that involves asking workers to identify the color of a light on a device placed a quarter of a mile away, or 0.4 kilometers away, from the test taker. The EEOC said in a lawsuit that the test doesn't replicate real-world conditions or show whether workers can accurately identify railroad signals. Some workers who filed the lawsuit had failed Union Pacific's Light Cannon Test, but passed another vision test approved by the Federal Railroad Administration. Others presented medical evidence to Union Pacific indicating that they did not have a color vision problem affecting their signal identification abilities. The workers involved in the lawsuit were doing their job successfully for Union Pacific for between 2 and 30 years without any safety problems. The workers represented in the EEOC lawsuit worked for the company in Minnesota, Illinois, Arizona, Idaho, California, Kansas, Nebraska, Oregon, Washington, and Texas. Attorney Anthony Pertru, representing the former workers, argues that the Light Cannon test is unreliable and the Union Pacific's decision to disqualify workers over vision tests does not enhance safety. He asserts that employees who could competently and safely perform their jobs were wrongly prevented from doing so due to perceived disabilities. The lawsuit against Union Pacific raises important questions about the employment practices, discrimination, and safety concerns within the railroad industry. The legal action involving both the federal government and former workers underscores the need for a fair and accurate assessment of employees' qualifications and abilities. While safety remains a paramount concern, the validity of certain vision tests and their impact on workers' livelihoods are being examined. The outcome of these legal proceedings may have far-reaching implications for Union Pacific and other companies when assessing the capabilities of their workforce, emphasizing the importance of ensuring that employment practices are both equitable and safe in transportation sectors. The job landscape has seen a growing resilience on temporary workers across various industries, with companies finding these workers convenient for filling gaps in their workforce. However, this trend has given rise to significant disparities between temporary and permanent employees, particularly in terms of pay and benefits. Through personal accounts and union demands, we'll be able to shed light on the issues surrounding temporary employment and the efforts to address these disparities. So, starting off, temporary workers like Rhonda Naus often receive significantly lower pay compared to their permanent counterparts, even when performing the same task. Rana now shared her experience, stating, "When I got a job inspecting Jeep Wranglers fresh off the assembly line, my paycheck added up to roughly half of what my coworkers were making." Companies across various sectors, including automakers, have increasingly relied on temporary workers to fill in absent employees and meet production demands. The Detroit automakers introduced wage tiers in 2007 to respond to financial difficulties, allowing them to pay temporary workers less. However, union leaders argue that the system is now being abused. UAW President Sean Fain emphasized, "Temp work has to be temporary work." The United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, is pushing for pay raises, a shorter work week with full pay, and the restoration of traditional pensions for new hires and other benefits. They also aim to end the abuse of temporary workers. Temporary workers often face unequal benefits, unpredictable schedules, and the possibility of being asked to work overtime when others are allowed to go home. As Rhonda Naus explained, some weeks you're working 6 or 7 days, and then a few weeks later, it's boom. We don't need you here, or you only need to be here on Monday. Due to the challenging conditions, there is high turnover among temporary workers, with many seeking other opportunities. Workers in Toledo highlighted that many temps left when Amazon opened a nearby distribution center and after a solar panel plant expanded its operations. Temporary workers are hoping for a clear path to full-time employment through the new contract. As Courtney Torres expressed, the hope is that new contract will give us a direct route to full-time employment. The strike by the United Auto Workers shines a spotlight on the disparities between temporary and permanent employees, raising important questions about the fairness in the workplace. As companies increasingly turn to temporary labor, the need for equitable treatment for all workers becomes apparent. It's not just about wages, but also about benefits, job security, and opportunities for advancement. The demands of the UAW reflect a broader sentiment among temporary workers across various industries who seek a fair and just work environment. The outcomes of these negotiations may set a precedent for the treatment of temporary workers in the years to come, emphasizing the importance of addressing these disparities in modern job markets. This episode of Sneedcast Industry Update was sponsored by our SneedJet Titan T6 portable handheld printer. Whether you're new to the world of coding and marking and you're looking for a simple way to add information onto your products, or you're looking for a way to add information on the fly, our Titan T6 has you covered. Using it is as simple as keying your message using the touchscreen or uploading it via USB, selecting your file, formatting it to fit your needs, hitting print, and you're off. Within seconds, you'll have clear, precise batch codes, law codes, date codes, barcodes, QR codes, personalized messages, even simple graphics. So, if you're looking to keep coding simple, our Titan T6 portable handheld printer is right for you. Bacardi, the renowned international spirits company, has inaugurated a groundbreaking combined heat and power, also known as CHP system, in Puerto Rico, signaling a significant step towards sustainability. The new system will reduce greenhouse gas emissions associated with the iconic Bacardi rum brand by 50%. This milestone was celebrated with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the world's largest premium rum distillery located in Cataño, Puerto Rico. We now have the opportunity to delve into Bacardi's commitment to the environmental stewardship, the innovative CHP system, and the broader impact of these efforts. The new CHP system replaces heavy fuel oil with propane gas, shifting the site to even cleaner energy. The system will generate 100% of the energy used at the campus, including the distillery, offices, and the Casa Bacardi Visitor Center, one of the most visited tourist destinations on the island. Bacardi, as a family-owned company, is committed to reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 50% globally, encompassing its premium brands such as Patron Tequila, Grey Goose Vodka, Bombay Sapphire, Dewar's Blended Scotch Whiskey, and others. This commitment extends to all aspects of its business, and it's set to be achieved by 2025. The Bacardi Rum Distillery in Puerto Rico is at the forefront of implementing eco-friendly practices, including the creation of biogas from wastewater to power distillation and generate electricity, contributing to over 60% of the distillery's energy, adoption of a treatment system to clean biogas and reduce environmental impact, efficient heat recapture, reclaiming 95% of the heat generated during the distillation to reduce energy consumption, a new initiative to capture CO2 from the fermentation process and supply it to the sparkling drinks industry on the island, and establishment of pollinator gardens to support local wildlife and achievement of conservation certificate from the Wildlife Habitat Council. Bacardi's corporate responsibility program, Good Spirited, aligns with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and outlines several key commitments by 2025. These include a 50% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions at Bacardi's production sites, a 25% cut in water consumption, 100% sustainable sourcing of key raw materials and packaging, and achieving zero waste to landfill at all production sites. Bacardi's inauguration of the CHP system in Puerto Rico represents a significant leap toward reducing greenhouse gas emissions and embracing sustainable energy sources. The commitment to environmental responsibility extends throughout the company, impacting its wide range of premium brands. By prioritizing sustainability, Bacardi aims to build a brighter and greener future for both its consumers and the planet. These efforts underscore the company's dedication to protecting its legacy and contributing positively to generations to come, while aligning with global sustainability objectives. The global seafood industry is bracing for a looming seafood shortage as demand is projected to surge by 14% by 2030, according to a news report by McKinsey & Company. This anticipated scenario is driven by a critical issue. Over 85% of the world's fisheries are already pushed to their limits, and constraints on fish farming further exacerbate the challenges in meeting this rising demand for traditional seafood. The report titled The Next Wave, Alternative Seafood Solutions, highlights the potential of alternative seafood options to mitigate the crisis. It identifies specific seafood species such as shrimp, tilapia, tunas, salmons, and lobsters as prime candidates for substitution by alternative seafood products, emphasizing the potential to address environmental and sustainability concerns. For instance, the report highlights tuna as a significant seafood market primarily reliant on wild-caught fish due to the challenges of farming. This makes tuna an attractive candidate for alternative production. Alternative seafood products offer environmental advantages by having a lower carbon footprint, particularly when produced locally. Tuna, for instance, has a carbon footprint at the retail level of 0.8 to 0.9 kilograms of CO2 per kilogram. McKinsey identifies three primary production options for alternative seafoods: cultivated, fermentation-based, and plant-based products. Plant-based alternatives face fewer regulations and lower market entry barriers, with prices already as low as $12 to $20 per pound, and U.S. cultivated products grown from fish cells have attracted significant investment and hold promise in terms of taste, texture, and nutrition that closely resemble traditional fish. While alternative seafoods offer a sustainable solution, they face challenges in reducing production costs to match traditional fish. Additionally, replicating the wide variety of taste and texture found in traditional seafood is essential for wider adoption and reducing pressure on natural ecosystems. Innovating to improve taste, nutrition, and cost is fundamental to achieving wider distribution and reducing pressure on sea and freshwater ecosystems, according to Tom Brennan, a partner at McKinsey. The global seafood industry is at a crossroads, facing a surge in demand while grappling with the depletion of fisheries. McKinsey & Company's report on alternative seafood solutions highlights the potential for innovative seafood production approaches to address these challenges. The adoption of alternative seafood options, including plant-based and cultivated products, offers not only environmental benefits, but also a pathway to meet the rising demand sustainably. Balancing taste, texture, and cost remains a key challenge in achieving wider acceptance and reducing the environmental strain on aquatic ecosystems. As the seafood industry evolves, alternative seafoods may play a pivotal role in ensuring seafood availability for future generations while protecting our natural resources. Stay tuned for our next episode of Snoodcast Industry Update, and make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell down below to stay up to date with all of our great content. Follow our social media platforms to see all of our updates, and let us know what topics you'd like to see us talk about here on the show. We look forward to hearing from you all. Bye, guys.